Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Facebook parent Meta is laying off 11,000 people. That's about 13% of its workforce. CEO Mark Zuckerberg sent a letter to employees this morning. Meta's been wrestling with revenue problems. American basketball star Brittany Griner's been sent to a penal colony in Russia to serve her sentence for drug possession. Prisoners work for minimal pay in penal colonies. There's a COVID lockdown in a manufacturing hub in China. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A surge in COVID-19 cases has spurred lockdowns in the southern Chinese manufacturing hub of Guangzhou. The lockdowns add to financial pressure that's disrupted global supply chains and sharply slowed growth in the world's second largest economy. Residents in districts encompassing almost 5 million people have been ordered to stay home at least through Sunday, with one member of each family allowed out once per day to purchase necessities. The order comes after the densely populated city of 13 million reported more than 2,500 new cases over the previous 24-hour period. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 333 points yesterday. The S&P was up 21. The Nasdaq up 51. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Guitarist Jeff Cook of the country band Alabama has died after a battle with Parkinson's disease at his home in Destin, Florida, according to a band representative. He was 73. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career. Jeff Cook joins his cousins Randy Owen and Teddy Gentry to form a band when they were still in high school in the state of Alabama. With drummer Mark Herndon, they became the top country band ever. Alabama's hits included Feel So Right, Love in the First Degree, Mountain Music, and dozens of others. They won piles of awards, toured the world, and in spite of all that success, Cook said in a 1996 AP interview, there was one aspect of the business he hated.
I hate to do video. Well, it just, you know, takes two or three days of my off time. I could be fishing.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Tuesday was the election day, and the vote is in on the college football playoff rankings. Georgia was the focal point in this election, too, as AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Georgia's win against Tennessee has put the Bulldogs atop the CFP rankings. Saturday's 27-13 win over the previously unbeaten Vols moved Georgia up two spots and dropped Tennessee from first to fifth. Ohio State remains number two, one ahead of Big Ten rival Michigan. The Buckeyes and Wolverines square off on November 26th. TCU moved up three spots to four.
The entire NBA took Election Day off, as did the top 25 men's college basketball teams. But the NHL elected to play, with the 11 games contested on the ice. The Golden Knights won their eighth straight game, 4-3 in overtime in Toronto, as Riley Smith scored the tying and winning goals.
We got off to a good start. We're just trying to keep that going. There's different guys that are chipping in every single night, so we win by a committee, and we're doing that right now.
The Devils are almost as hot, making it 7 in a row with a 3-2 win over the Flames, as Nico Hischier scored the game winner with just over 8 minutes remaining.
We find a way to win. I mean, it wasn't pretty, prettiest win, but, you know, it's just still 2 points.
The loss was Calgary's 6th straight, which isn't as bad as St. Louis, after an 8th consecutive defeat, 5-1 to the Flyers, has Ryan O'Reilly singing the blues.
Just like every mistake, we just get heavier and heavier. And then you can just see the bounces don't go our way.
Other NHL winners, the Canadiens, Coyotes, Canucks, Jets, Oilers, Kraken, Kings, and Islanders, who beat the rival Rangers on Anders Lee's late goal.
Credit to, you know, our guys being able to get a couple and put us in a chance to even tie the game later or have an opportunity to win it.
Baseball's free agency class grew as Yankee first baseman Anthony Rizzo and Mets starting pitcher Chris Bassitt turned down their 2023 options. They were among 11 players who became free agents Tuesday, raising the total to 151, with 32 others potentially eligible. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Tropical storm Nicole is strengthening in the Atlantic. The AP's Julie Walker reports people in Florida are being warned.
National Hurricane Center specialist Jack Bevin says the hurricane warning for Nicole affects Florida's east coast from Boca Raton to just south of Flagler Beach, and even more parts of Florida as well as Georgia have storm surge warnings.
As high as 3 to 5 feet along parts of the open east coast of Florida. We're also expecting a fair amount of heavy rainfall.
It's already started raining in some places. He said 3 to 7 inches is expected. Many areas still reeling from Hurricane Ian.
Northeast Florida may actually have more severe impacts than it did from Ian.
I'm Julie Walker.
A T-Rex skull is expected to fetch $15 million or more at auction.
The massive skull of a Tyrannosaurus rex was found on private land in South Dakota, says Sotheby's, which will auction it on December 9th. This is a 200-pound skull fossil, nicknamed Maximus. Sotheby's experts say Maximus is about 76 million years old, still has lots of teeth, but also has two big holes in the skull, evidence of a fierce fight, they say, probably with another T-Rex. A spokeswoman says they don't know if that's what killed the animal. The fossil owner wants to remain anonymous. I'm Rita Foley.
The European Union launched an investigation into Microsoft's planned takeover of video game giant Activision Blizzard, fearing the $69 billion deal would distort fair competition to popular titles like Activision's Call of Duty. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Captain America actor Chris Evans has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Chris Evans' reaction to being named the Sexiest Man Alive? My mom will be so happy. However, he jokes it does leave him ripe for harassment from his friends. Evans played Captain America in 10 Marvel films, as well as Johnny Storm in 2 Fantastic Four movies. He also was the voice of Buzz Lightyear in the Lightyear movie. While Evans, who is 41, tells the magazine he's thinking about marriage and having a family, he does not want to talk much about his private life. Still, he's flattered because he says when he becomes old and saggy, he will look back and remember this.
A soccer World Cup ambassador from Qatar has denounced homosexuality. Former Qatari team player Khalid Salman has told a German reporter being gay is haram, forbidden in Arabic, and that he has a problem with children seeing gay people. In addition, he describes homosexuality as a damage in the mind. Only 2 weeks before the opening of a soccer tournament in the Gulf state, Germany's interior minister has condemned Salman's remarks, saying such comments are terrible, and that is the reason why we're working on things in Qatar, hopefully improving. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The cryptocurrency exchange Binance says it plans to buy its rival, FTX Trading. It's the latest example of how things can change quickly in the crypto world. The CEO of Binance says FTX is experiencing a significant liquidity crunch. Binance is the biggest crypto exchange. FTX is the third largest. The news sent prices for major crypto assets plunging. FTX is the latest cryptocurrency company this year to come under financial pressure. Crypto assets such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have collapsed in value. Binance's public announcement caused a crypto-like bank run at FTX, with major investors trying to pull their money. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.